Charlie Beck will be the LAPD's next police chief, and Annenberg Radio reporter Richie Duchon was at the press conference where Mayor Villaraigosa made this announcement. Richie, are you there?
I'm here, Pete.
All right, so Richie, what were the mayor's main reasons for choosing Beck?
Well, Mayor Villaraigosa mentioned a couple reasons that he chose Beck above the other two candidates, the other two finalists. He said that Beck had served basically all over the city for the majority of his career in some of the most challenging areas of the city. He said that his boots had been on some of the roughest streets in Los Angeles. He described Beck really as the tight end on a football team that you put in at third and 13 and ask him to run forward and move the ball forward and take some hits, because that's where he described the LAPD right now. Severe budget cuts looming, challenges to hiring. He said that Charlie Beck was the guy who could keep morale high in the police department. And I guess the final reason that the mayor said that he liked Beck was that his experience goes back almost 30 years, and maybe even another 30 if you count his father. He mentioned his family, who almost every member of his family has served in the LAPD, and his son, Charlie Beck's son, is set to graduate and become an LAPD officer on December 4th. Beck said that that would be his first graduation that he would be presiding over.
So it looks like they're keeping it in the family over there. Talk about this interviewing process for the job. It seemed like it was pretty exhaustive. What did you pick up from his comments about it?
That's exactly right, Pete. That's exactly how Beck described it himself. He said it was the most exhaustive examination that he's ever been through. He said that he went through 3 hours in Mayor Villaraigosa's living room on two separate occasions. He said that he had firsthand knowledge that the mayor had called hundreds of people during the selection process. But he said he knew because those people called Beck himself to say that they had been asked by the mayor about what kind of chief Beck would make. And so he said that he was tired, but that he was thrilled by it, and he woke up this morning thrilled to be an LA police officer himself.
Now, Beck was one of three finalists, the other two being First Assistant Chief Jim McDonald and Deputy Chief Michael Moore. Did the mayor, by any chance, talk about the other two finalists during the press conference?
He did. He said that all three of these guys could have led the LAPD going forward. He singled out both of them, saying that Jim McDonald was beloved by his fellow officers, a man of integrity. He said Michael Moore was a strategic thinker, passionate about policing, and a pressure player with an intense work ethic. He said that basically Beck has all of those qualities, but he did signal out those two. And interestingly, he said that, in fact, this field of candidates was so strong that were Chief Bill Bratton in the running today, it would be a much tougher decision than it was when he first selected Bratton, that he might not have even made it.
Strong comment by the mayor. Now, did Beck lay out any agenda as far as what his future plans are as the chief of the LAPD?
He did. He didn't go into too many specifics, but, you know, Pete, he said that gangs are always the number one priority in Los Angeles. He said that they're to account for more than 50% of the homicides in this city, and so it's an area that he's going to put a lot of attention. He said it defines how Los Angeles is viewed around much of the world, and that needs to change. But he also said he's going to put some energy behind counterterrorism, an area that Chief Bill Bratton really put some emphasis on, and said we've been safe under Bratton and that we would remain safe under him. So he said really just being in communities, community policing is a thing that he plans to put a lot of energy into. He said that it's the role of the LAPD to change communities. He said it's the mission to keep kids in school. And that's important. That's an important thing to him, and that in order to do that, he needs to maintain hiring. And that's, again, an area that is going to be a very big challenge for him and the mayor going forward.
So what's next for Beck as far as his official confirmation goes? Should we expect to see any obstacles for him as far as confirming his post as the next LAPD chief?
Well, he's received strong support, again, from the police commission. He's now got the mayor's support, and I haven't heard any opposition from members of city council. He needs to be voted in by city council, and then he'll become the next LAPD chief.
Thanks, Richie.
Thanks a lot, Pete.